Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. Hello, lovelies. Today, I want to talk about emotions. I've had a lot of people with a lot of crazy emotions, more ups and downs than normal and things like that. Also, emotions that seem to come out of nowhere and not necessarily have a real clear origin. Now, to go along with that, I have a word I want to talk to you about. The word is overwhelm. We have a tendency to say, I am overwhelmed, right? I am just overwhelmed. I have so much going on. I'm overwhelmed. Lovelies, overwhelmed takes away your power. To say you are overwhelmed says that you're not capable of handling things. It tells other people that you just need to be petted and told, oh, I'm so sorry, you're having a hard time. You're not overwhelmed. You're bombarded. Think about that. Bombarded. Too much is coming at you. Everybody's throwing things at you. You're bombarded. When you say you're bombarded, you say you are bombarded, you take your power back. You say, there's so much coming at me, I can knock some of this down. When you tell another person, I'm feeling bombarded by everything it is asked of me, you empower them to not feel sorry for you, but to take one of those objects out of the air, to bombard you with less. Take your power back. You're not overwhelmed by your emotions, you are bombarded by them. And therefore, you can take action and you can deal with them. You can remember they are odors in the room and odors pass. Let me say that again. Your emotion is an odor in the room and the odor passes. It passes more quickly if you acknowledge it. Along this vein, I'm going to share with you a quote or a little section of a book called No Mud, No Lotus by Thich Nhat Hanh. Forgive me if I'm not pronouncing his name quite correctly, but I think I am, at least in my Texas way. So the part I'm going to share with you today, if you happen to have a copy of No Mud, No Lotus, it starts on page 26, and it's called Embracing Suffering. Now, remember that Buddhism talks a lot about suffering. We don't have to take it to the place we take it. I'm suffering, right? It's sadness, overwhelm, bombardment of any kind. And it's about handling it within ourselves with care. Take a listen. If we let the suffering come up and just take over our mind, we can be so quickly overwhelmed by it. So we have to invite another energy to come up at the same time. The energy of mindfulness. The work of mindfulness is first to recognize the suffering and second, to embrace it. A mother taking care of a crying baby naturally will take the child into her arms without suppressing, judging it, or ignoring the crying. Mindfulness is like that mother, recognizing and embracing suffering without judgment. So the practice is not to fight or suppress the feeling, but rather to cradle it with a lot of tenderness. When a mother embraces her child, the energy of tenderness begins to penetrate into the body of the child. Even if the mother doesn't understand at first why the child is suffering, and she needs some time to figure out what the difficulty is, just her act of taking the child into her arms with tenderness can already bring relief. If we recognize and cradle the suffering while we breathe mindfully, there is relief already. Non-judgmentally recognizing and embracing this is not at all the same as giving into it. Once you have offered your acknowledgement and care to this suffering, it naturally would become less impenetrable and more workable. And then you have the chance to look into it deeply with kindness and find out why it has come to you. It is trying to get your attention, to tell you something, and now you can take the opportunity to listen. You can explore what kind of roots it has and what nutriments and habits of consumption have been feeding your sorrow. You can discover how, through looking deeply, you can transform this organic garbage into compost, which in turn may become many beautiful flowers of understanding, compassion, and joy. Don't you get it, beloved? Your emotions are not here to make you suffer. They're not here to make you miserable. They're not here to make you question your existence. Beloved, your emotions are here for you to witness them. They're part of why we came. We came here to feel. Let's feel, right? Sit in it. Be in it. Pay attention to the physical sensations. If it's tears, don't judge them. Bear witness. Feel how your eyes fill up. Feel how it runs down your cheeks and under your chin. Feel it. Feel how your body temperature changes. Be present. Bear witness. Be okay with it. Ask it what it has to teach you. Maybe it's just release. Maybe it's one of the ways that you've put holes in your bucket, right? We've talked about that before. Your bucket, it is that thing that fills up all day or sometimes all week or all month with the experiences that are going on in your life, everything that you're witnessing, whether it's on the news or from the people around you, your own hormones, whatever, right? The bucket gets full, and if we don't put holes in our bucket, eventually we drop it and it breaks our feet. Sometimes we cry and it's just holes in our bucket. Sometimes we are angry or hangry. By the way, that's just been acknowledged as a real word. Or bombarded. Sometimes there's things to learn about boundaries or who we let in or who we keep out of our lives. Sometimes it's a reaction to long-held secrets. I just attempted to have a conversation with someone this weekend. It turned into an explosion. She couldn't quite hear me. She just had to fight. And when it was over, my hands were shaking. I don't remember when, if ever, I've had an exchange with someone that left my hands shaking. I had to sit with the emotion of that, the reaction my body had to being bombarded by her words. I just had to bear witness to how strange it was. I even said that. I said, look at my hands, how strange. This is not normal. This is not like me. What does it mean? It means I should have put up the boundaries sooner. I have no question that I was right in that moment. And would I do it the same? Yes, I would. I could not have been calm and aware of the reality of the situation if I had fought the way I felt. And if I had, I would have fought in a way that maybe hadn't been okay. And yet, I'm okay with it. The emotion passed, the clarity remained. If I had fought the emotion, I would still be carrying it. Do you understand? I would still be feeling the anger or the intensity or the fear of possible long-term effects or retribution. Instead, I don't, because that's not what that feeling was. The feeling was, to some extent, adrenaline. We came here to feel. Notice it, observe it, breathe, and find the lesson inside of it. The only reason why we continue to suffer is because we didn't allow ourselves to. Our emotions can pass as quickly as an odor in the room. Some are like someone passing gas, and some are like someone who put fish in the microwave, but the smell does pass. It passes. And so does the feeling of overwhelm. Think about it, lovelies. Fear is not real. It is how we feel when we don't want to pay attention to how we feel. It is false evidence appearing real, false experiences feeling real, false expectations appearing real. F-E-A-R, that E can be a few things, but it's not real. When we take a breath, we can get to what the real emotion is. And it can be dealt with. Can reveal everything we need it to, and then it too shall pass. There is no overwhelm, only bombardment. And when we are bombarded, we can remove those impediments, we can remove those attackers, we can remove those little energizer bunnies, one at a time. Or in a whole big fail swoop. Whatever works. But it must come from that mindful place, beloved. We must be aware of how we feel. We must observe it. And then utilize it. Because our feelings just want our attention. And if we give them our attention, they leave. Until next time, beloved. Namaste.
Hi beauties, my name is Megan, and I couldn't pass up an opportunity to share who Jennifer Hall really is with all of you. Jennifer is a gifted woman who loves to share the tips and tricks of mastering lessons from the universe through real life experiences. When I found Jennifer about 2 years ago, I did not know what to expect. My past conditioning had me fearing psychics and avoiding them, and that was something I overcame within my first conversation with Jennifer. She has no desire to control you or make decisions for you, but she will tell you what's best for your highest good, and it's up to you to do the work or not. It's very common for people to seek out a psychic to read the future, and sure, it's human nature to want to know what we don't know to find the certainty in life, but what you actually get through Jennifer is so much deeper than knowing with certainty. It's really about how to grow through the uncertainty and embrace the power each of us hold deep within our own sovereignty and untapped gifts. Jennifer has helped me grow through many lessons in life, relationship lessons with my husband of 15 years, my gifted and stubborn children, career lessons that involved overcoming complacency and dealing with difficult bosses, and of course, lessons for my spiritual growth and tapping into and embodying my own authenticity. Her podcast, Lessons from the Universe, is food for the soul. It is channeled wisdom, and it is personal wisdom that she picked up as she learned and grew into who she is today. Jennifer is well known and sought out. I have people from all over the world reaching out to me to provide a referral to her so that she can speak with them and they're able to meet her. This podcast makes it possible for people all over the world to receive her messages and receive the love that she pours into the collective. If you aren't a patron today, please consider becoming one and donating as much as $1 per month. If all of her beloved fans donated just $1, it would make an amazing impact on her offerings to the world. I meet with Jennifer monthly, and I'm also a patron because I believe so much in the lessons from the universe, and I have witnessed the beauty in learning and growing, the beauty in overcoming and smashing the many bubbles of conditioning that I succumbed to in my past. I have a new, more powerful story, and a big part of this story is embracing lessons from the universe. Your story will continue to change, and your donations will help many others change their stories across the globe, allowing the story of the collective to change for the best as well. If you love and live through the lessons from the universe as much as I do, like, share, and become a patron, and watch Lessons from the Universe take the rest of the world by surprise in the best ways possible. Sending light and love to all of you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.